If they're not on the water, boatmen love nothing more than to sit around a fire and talk boats. So on this cold November morning, that's exactly what I did with longtime river guide Brad Dimmick. He rows boats, builds them, and writes about them.
The story of river running in the United States, Grand Canyon is a huge part of that.
We sit around the wood stove of Dimmick's dusty boat shop.
It goes way back to 1869, and a lot of the techniques and types of boats really were pioneered here in the Southwest. It's just remarkable that we have so many of the seminal boats of this story.
Those are the boats, Dimmick says, that belong in a museum. A coalition of boat lovers has proposed an $11 million project in Grand Canyon Village that would tell the tale of river exploration in the West.
One style I haven't built, I've run one, is the Powell boat, which is a very sophisticated boat. It's a East Coast Whitehall pulling boat. Beautiful curved belly, you can see on this model. Long keel strip that goes end to end. And they're very, very fast. They won all the rowboat competitions in their day. And Powell thought, well, that'll be a great boat. Well, they're not for whitewater.
Because, Dimmick says, they don't turn quickly and they crash into the rocks. Upstairs, Dimmick shows me the collection of boats he's built, many of them replicas, historic boats. River running pioneer Norman Nevels was the first to take commercial passengers through the Grand Canyon in the 1930s. Dimmick says his was a very wet boat to row.
For some reason, Nevels did not make the ends tall enough to go over the waves, so they go under a lot of the waves.
Oh.
And they don't have room for passengers, which is awkward because they were running commercial passenger trips. So people would sort of cling to them and get down the river.
At the south rim of the Grand Canyon, collections curator Kim Beesom peels back the plastic cover from the real Nevels boat Dimmick modeled his after.
To take passengers on these trips, you can see there's not a lot of room. So there,
you know, one boat meant to about no more than three passengers per boat. Pretty neat collection.
Yeah, absolutely. The two dozen or so boats, some of them more than a century old, sit like ghosts under red sheets and plastic in a warehouse. There's no sign announcing that the historic boats are inside, and you'd have to make an appointment to go in and see them. 15 years ago, the park displayed the boats outside the visitor center until boatmen like Dimmick complained that they shouldn't be exposed to the elements. So the park spent thousands of dollars to hire conservators.
We had conservators come up and clean the boats and stabilize them.
Uh-huh. In the warehouse next door, the Park Service keeps some of its smaller artifacts, like the only known remnant of a John Wesley Powell boat.
The Nellie Powell from the second expedition, it's got burn marks around the edge because they wintered over at Lee's Ferry. In the 30s, somebody was clearing out that field by burning it, and at some point somebody said, wait, oh, isn't that one of Powell's boats?
Boat museum proponent Gaylord Stavely owns Canyoneers, a commercial river trip outfitter. He worries historic boats are doomed to the same fate.
Years ago, there was a boat called the Ohio that went down the river. It was donated to the park. It ended up being either crushed or burned in the landfill. That's what happens to these eventually, if they're just not seen.
But Grand Canyon National Park spokeswoman Janet Balsam says the boats are safe. The 1920s stone building proposed to house the museum needs a lot of work.
They need a lot of modifications, and we simply don't have the money for the building rehabilitation or operations cost to develop it at this point in time. Doesn't mean we're not going to.
The boat lovers propose raising the $11 million themselves, but they still need permission from the Park Service to build the display. So for now, to see these historic boats all together, you'll have to settle for an online virtual museum. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.